So, our next speaker is Fabrizio Manfredi Furuhormann, who is with Zeropio, and you will talk about role-based access. So, it's yours.
Thank you very much. And I already said that my name is Fabrizio Manfredi Furuhormann, and I'm a senior consultant for Zeropio. Zeropio is a system integrator in specializes identity management and open source solution, small open source solution. But in the first focus was to make the new identity management tool for the company, in special way in enterprise environment. And in this talk, I try to explain the advantages of rule-based access control and to introduce the rule-based access control model and how to implement the rule-based access control in Samba environment. The Samba environment at the moment doesn't have a rule-based primitive or methods, native methods to rule-based implementation. We try to explain two different approach, one with native methods and one with experimental module mix through VFS. And why we talk about rule-based, and today, in special way in many companies, many big organizations, and the rule-based is start for a small observation, that the role in general in a big company not change. The role is different to change in a company, that change the people in general, they change the permission of the people, but your infrastructure, your organization is quite stable. That mean if you make a access control based on rule, probably you more simplify your management task, but also review of access control, because you give a role to the person or remove a role for the person. And you have less trouble to find all the resources handled by the person directly. And in the last years, it's quite important, the rule base, because you can enforce enterprise security policy. Is a tool that help to enforce the enterprise security policy. The RBAC, the rule-based model, born in 1992 from Ferraiola and Kuhn, but in the 70s, probably you already exist something similar in application. If you thought a access control, or rather a control of permission in application, probably you think in a role way. On the file system, instead, in general, you think in an access control system. And the Ferraiola in 1992 made the first revision. Today we are, I think, revision 4. And the first revision was based on divide the permission from the user and give the permission only to the rules and give the rules to the user. In this way, you remove the direct connection between user and the permission. In this picture, we can see the core model 0, and we can see also the most important object of the model, obviously the user, sometimes the subject, and you can find the name subject in user, and the role, that's the most important things. And you find also an object named permission. Permission is also divided into parts. One is the operation, read, write, or something else. And object, the resource that you need to protect. In this session, we don't talk about session. Session is a mechanism that gives to the user the lowest role for the permission that they need. That is perhaps a bit complicated, but in general, the model wants to give you the less permission needed for make the task. On this picture, we can see immediately the advantages of rule-based access control, and we can also understand that the rules is a layer to divide, to make the abstraction between the resource and individual permission, and also simplify. You can immediately understand that it's very simple to give a permission to the user And on the other hand, the access control, you need to give the permission on all the system in this case, but also share or many other things. The rule base is a generic model that is not a file system model, and was introduced in Windows in 2003, but you have some element also in 2000 and will be expanded in 2008. And the mapping between the object, we will see the four main objects are reassembled in some way in a new configuration in Windows. In the Windows, we find application. In general, is the namespace of the solution, of the environment that you want to control. A scope that is a collection of a resource, in a special way, is a group of a resource. A role is the same of the model. A task is a collection of operation, where operation is a permission, read, write, and so on. In this case, we have also a business rule, that the business rule is the way to activate the session. You can use business rule for validate a session or to decide if a rule is applicable, because in the revision, in the last revision, we have, the model is changes a lot sometimes with many new features, and you have also an environment that environment introduces a constraint that the rule is valid under the constraint. How can you implement a constraint? You can implement it with a business rule. General main steps to introduce a rule-based model in a company. Obviously, a role analysis. If you make a role analysis, you will find many exceptions, and this is a bad thing. You must to reduce the number of a role, because many times exists a role without sense, and you must create a spreadsheet, a table that very fixed role with very fixed permission. Another step that is very important is to identify the resource, what you need to protect and what you need to sense to protect and what is the relation with the role. On the last two steps is a rule-based object map to try to map the object of the model in the real life. And we try to explain this, the last two steps, in the next slide. The first and the second I can help, because it's a more analysis and very complicated function activities. First of all, we implemented not all the model, but the base, the core of the model, that we decided to implement the user and the role, the permission, and the operation of user assignment and permission assignment. A role can have multiple subject, a subject can have multiple role, a permission can be assigned to many roles, and a role can have many permissions. That is quite simple. How can implement all that in a SAMBA environment? We already said in two ways. We have a native method with a native function option that you can find in your SAMBA configuration. And the primary is a share and groups. You don't have many other things, ACL. And oh, otherwise, you can create your own module. We have create a module. And that means you create a custom module, but you also need, technical speaking, storage, policy storage, where you put all the information about rule, permission, resource, and so on. The first method is to use the existing, and we can map the model to the real-life SAMBA configuration function, and we can obviously handle the user like a user SAMBA. That is quite simple. And but the very complicated part is on the rule, because we don't have the rule on SAMBA. And the rule we create, we have created a specific group with a specific prefix. In this way, you can understand when you make a list of group, and for identify the role. That in this way, you can join the user to the group. Pay attention that In this case, the group is not a group of user, but is a group of permission. This many times, the people try, is a small difference that many times the people forget. And on the group, we use also the group for the operation. We see the permission is divided in two parts. One is operation, one is object. And operation, we also in this case, we use a group to identify the operation, read, write, and administration task, the owner of the resource that can handle, can make all the change. On the last, the object in the permission model, we use the share, and in this case, the minimal element you can define is the share. This is probably a small problem or limitation. Also, in this case, in for group of rule, for group of operation, and share, we decide to use a naming convention because in this way we can handle better all the function because you don't have other tools. Which is the configuration on Samba? The Samba configuration is made with WinBind because we created for the role a domain role and we created a local group for the permission. And if you want to use the nested group, you need to use WinBind and NSS WinBind to your system, because in this way you have a lot of advantages. This is reported also in documentation that is a good thing to do in this way if you make a group delegation. And in this way we can give the permission to the role, put the group role in the local group. In the local group of the share, defined on the share. Then we have, and go back one time, we have a group, domain group, for the roles. The domain groups is part of the local group defined on the machine, where you have your resource, you have your share. On the resource definition, you have two choices. One, very simple. You made a access control at share level, and then you put in your share definition in the Samba configuration, valid user, read user, and so on, and define the local group. That each share has three local group. Or otherwise, you can use ACL. If you use ACL, you can define different permission internal to the share. That you have simplified on share, but you have one object, one share per object, and you can reduce the number of share if you want, but you must to use ACL It's a bit complicated with respect to share because you need also to inherit ACL rule and other option. And also you need to make all the job from Windows in general for delegated the permission. But anyway, the idea is local group is the permission, domain groups is the role, and if you need to give the permission to the role, you join the domain group to the local group. No? Okay. Advantages of this type of solution, you don't need additional software. It's quite simple in administration and is a Active Directory. You have a native Active Directory integration because WinBind can connect to your Active Directory. You don't need a Samba or extra software. On the other hand, if you use a share, the minimal entity is a share. That's, if you have many objects to protect, you have a lot of share. You have a big increase of a group number because you have three groups for each local share, and also you have one new group for each share for the role. And many times the people forget that group is a collection of permission and not of people, and that sometimes put the user in a group because forget this rule. On the other hand, the rule base. You can create your module. The module, the RBAC module, is composed from two parts. One, obviously, custom module VFS for Samba is a small library that you can extend capability of Samba. On the other hand, you need a directory server. We decide to use directory server, but perhaps you can use a database or also XML file to manage all the identities and especially with the relation between rules and permission. In this case, we have the mapping between Samba, the real environment, and the model. Also in this case, we have the user that is a Samba user. In the case of rule, we have a new entity. It's a branch in directory server with a new object class. And for the permission, we have, obviously, a VFS model, a layer, a new VFS layer, that intercepts all the operation made by client and make a query to LDAP to understand if the permission is right or wrong. If the client can make the operation. And on the object is still obviously an element, a physical element like directory or files, but we must represent this type of element in a directory, and also in this case we have a new branch in directory server with a specialized object class. And in general, you have a directory information tree similar to this. You can use the same directory server, or you can use a specialized directory server only for the rule base. We have a branch for rules, where you find all the rules, and you have a branch for resource. In this case, we decide to use also organization unit for the scope. In this way, we can make a group, a catalog of resource for find quickly. The object, this is a reported only attribute of the two new object class created, and on the role object we have a user member ID that is very similar to group member ID from Samba standard, Samba schema, and we have obviously a rule name, and we have administration user who is the administration. But and in many times we have also our owner of the role, because I'd like to implement a version 2 of the model that you have a separation of duty, that the rule, the administration is different to owner of the resource. On the other hand, we have a resource, also a new object class. We have object name, a URL that define the resource, and the operation is permitted for this type of resource, read, write, and so on. And a list of rules connected to the permission. We decide to use a different approach, because many identity management systems put the rule in the profile of the user, and we decide to put the user membership separated, because in this way you can use a different LDAP system, and you don't need to change the schema of your user environment. That less problem to introduce this change in a production environment already consolidated. And the same thing is made for the resource, that the resource include all the rules connected. And for this part, we are not completely sure that this design is correct, and is still under testing, and probably will change something in the next release. And but at the moment, the most important thing is to try to find the right way and to work the modules in C, this implementation. The VFS modules implementation is quite simple. The VFS layer from Samba is divided in four main branches. The disk operation, this generally is a connection to the share, a directory operation, a file operation, and change permission and administration task. And for this one, from this for the first one branch, the disk operation, we check if the user has a read or a role will read or write. We check if the user has a role, that in this way you can connect the share. And directory operation and file operation, we try to check if the permission of write or write is granted by the role of the user. The permission, the last branch, the permission modification, is handled only for the role, for the people that have a role of administration task. But at the moment, we have only some small query that is very simple implementation. And that means each function, at the moment, each operation for Samba means a query to LDAP. This is in a certain way. Advantages and disadvantages of this solution is very flexible because you can the query, the LDAP query is external, defined external by text file that you can make your better directory tree design. And another very important thing, so you have a centralized role definition. If you have many Samba server, you can define the role in a central point. And also the resource divide on different server. Obviously, today is quite unstable because it's a very experimental system, and we have deploying a small environment of 10 people. That's we have a lot of problem performance because at the moment we don't have cache, and we have a lot of query. And at the moment we have not a good implementation with directory server because we don't have a schema for Active Directory, and you need a directory server to put in production these things. On the other hand, is you don't have GUI, graphical interface, in the native implementation method. You have you can use all the interface by Windows. In this case, you must add or remove or handle all the object class and the new rule by hand with LED for some other interface not specialized for handle the rule. Some common errors about implementation. Obviously, many startup company try to use RBAC for improve the organization. The RBAC is a model and is not, if you have other problem, don't resolve the problem, is only a model. That's an unstable organization, is not a good environment for rule-based access control. And also many other company have people with a cross function or use a project technical environment that when you start a new project, when you start a new activity, you create a new project and take the people from different area and put in this project. That means all the time when you create a project, you create a role. And this is not very well for rule-based access control because the role is not a dynamic entity, but is a stable entity. And for this reason, rule-based work very well in bank or also sometimes in assurance environment. That's the role is very well defined. Another very common error is to use RBAC with the idea of access control list. And I find many times a number of roles the same as number of access control. That is obviously quite wrong because you have introduced a layer and you have increased your problem on management because you have a double of entity to handle role and resource. Another very common error is to try to use RBAC to improve the security. The security is a policy. It must define a policy. It must design. The rule-based access control is a tool to help you to enforcement, but not design implementation and enforcement. And stop to work. Okay. The benefit of rule-based, the benefit is a multi-user system, because if you use a directory server, you can handle file system, user file system, but also user of application. It's also a multi-application system, because the role is not a file system. A role is a role, and the role in general means you can read some file, you can read a mailbox, and you can make a logon on a specific application. That's, in this way, you, if you already centralize the user identity in a directory or another system, if you have consolidated your user, this, the role can, is the next step, can give you the consolidation of application management. For this reason, all the identity management is based on RBAC and, for example, Novell, for example, Solaris, for example, Computer Associate Identity Manager, for example, BMC, and so on. The rule, the idea of the role is very simple, that the people can understand immediately, and in special way, you can understand immediately the authority of the, is the owner, and this is very important in the company for a special way for the work, that who is can do and who is have a responsibility to do. And on the new model and in many projects, there are also delegation, that is another very nice things, self-provisioning, delegation, and many other to decrease the work of ADP or the management of the identity. The first solution was deployed in the 400 people clients with 20 roles and 100 share on 7 servers. And we have an advancement or reduction in provision time of 17% and simplified security audit. And yes, but the most important thing is very simple to make the provisioning and to change the permission to the user. Next, we'll release, I think, in 1 or 2 months, our first GPL version, because now we are not completely agree all the components of my company, and we need a cache permission, a cache role. And I'd like to make a compatibility with Windows, because Windows in 2003, you have a Windows Authorization Manager. And if we use the same structure, the same schema, we can handle everything with the graphical user interface from Windows. I'd like also to use to implement a session and the constraint connected to the session. And I think so, I end my project and my presentation. And I lost very small things. There is now an interesting project sponsored by Red Hat, Fedora Red Hat, for identity management. I think the name is Free IP and or Free ID or something similar. And Simosorce work on it. That's could be a focal point for identity management instrument in for the next future.
Maybe you want to ask questions before you release them? Anyone? I will come to you with a microphone.
Can you give an example of what environment users and use this RBAC? And how do they apply it? What kind of RBAC do they use?
Well, we use RBAC in the model. RBAC is used in all the commercial product. And we use in bank assurance, especially in Norway. I work in Norway in half of my time. And also mail and some heavy industry, because it's a very role-based company, very big company. And we use the some idea. The group internal to other group for provisioning operation of this commercial product, and we handle all the application of the company. We handle everything with role base. We handle the file system, because you can handle the life cycle of the identity of the person. When you arrive to a company, automatically, when you know the human resource, give me the role, your role, or your branch, and automatically I say new user with this role, or this type, or this group of role, and automatically your identities is provisioned to all the system. And when you leave the company, immediately we remove everything. And for the Samba, instead, we developed in two companies. It was a travel company and a logistics company, because I have only three application, very important application, four very important application, file server, mail, and the custom application to handle the transport, or to handle the pre-notation, the booking of the travel. That is a Samba experience. And on the other hand, we have, today, around 40 or 50 projects closed on a very big company with the Airbag model, but with the commercial product. And the model was applied to all application, to all environment of the company, from mail to file server to web application, host application, that we can control. The commercial product can control directly, for example, host 3090, no, and so on, and give the right permission. Translate the commercial product, translate the role in ACL or in the right permission for the host is SNA and SNA and or other system. For example, you can use, if your application is can't use LDAP, you create all the attributes that you need on the application. But the model is always Airbag, rule-based access control. This is a basic idea. And today, the commercial products use a high level, don't use the basic core system, but in general, you find the level 2 or level 3.
Any more questions? Then, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we actually have, you made good time, we actually have a few minutes left, so the next talk will start in about 8 minutes, so have a refreshment.